It's The Takeaway. We're happy to have you with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick, and today in Atlanta, the city's homeless people are about to start a big transition, and no one seems quite sure how it will turn out. The city is closing its last remaining so-called shelter of last resort. It's called the Peachtree and Pine Shelter. Shelters of last resort take anyone, with almost no exceptions. Peachtree and Pine houses about 200 men, women, and children out of a homeless population in Atlanta of about 3,500. The city, meanwhile, has a $50 million plan to move homeless families into permanent housing. But even as that transition starts today, the city has not secured any of that new housing. Chuck Steffen serves on the board of directors of the Metro Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless, and he's with us now. Chuck, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Chuck, why does Atlanta think that now's the time to close this big downtown shelter and try something else?
Well, there's a long history behind that. This shelter is located on Peachtree Street, which is the historic corridor of wealth and power and privilege in Atlanta. So the decision made by the Task Force for the Homeless to open a 100,000-square-foot shelter right in the middle of this oasis of power and wealth in 1997 was very difficult for the governing regime here in the city to accept. So I think that this decision has been in the works for a very long time. It took 20 years for those powers to run us off the corner of Peachtree Street and Pine Street.
So this is supposed to be a gradual plan, moving these families out of Peachtree and Pine to other housing. Can you describe the pace of the plan that you and residents expect, how it works, and where people are going to be going over the next couple of weeks?
So there will be an estimated 300 to 400 people who will be transitioned out of that building over the foreseeable future. And the difficulty, as we see it, is there don't seem to be the resources, or there don't seem to be the physical facilities to absorb this population. So our organization is going to be keeping very close tabs on the progress made or not made in transitioning these individuals to suitable housing elsewhere.
And here we are, Chuck Steffen, talking about one shelter downtown, a big facility to be sure, but a couple of hundred families. I mentioned that at any time there are about 3,500 homeless people in Atlanta. Does the city have a strategy to get to the root causes of homelessness in that city? Is it viable?
Let me start by saying this. We at the task force see homelessness as first and foremost a housing problem. If you sort of reframe that question and ask, okay, well, what is the city's housing policy? I think the city of Atlanta, like cities across the country, does have a housing policy, and it's called gentrification and displacement. And one can understand why. I mean, the elected officials, particularly in a place like Atlanta, surrounded by this belt of white flight suburbs, is very concerned about its tax base. And the only way you beef up the tax base is to increase property values, and the best way to do that is to run poor people off of Peachtree Street and replace them with wealthier people. So I think that in the city of Atlanta, you'll get an awful lot of happy talk about this initiative or that initiative. But in terms of addressing the fundamental root cause of homelessness, which is the absence, the lack of affordable housing, I'm not sure that the city is doing much of anything.
Chuck Steffen, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Chuck Steffen is on the board of directors of the Metro Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless.